Audio Gravity, 1st of August 2009. Good morning, how are thee? Sorry it's been a while for me to post these, but I'm in catch-up mode because I've been very busy with a number of things. One, I've been playing around with a Tumblr theme, making a nice customised Tumblr theme, which does some really cool stuff, using an infinite scroller, which is using JSON via the Tumblr API. If you don't know what that means, don't worry about it. It's all a bit geeky. It's just a really cool way of displaying lots of data on one page by using refreshes, but they're sort of background refreshes. So as you move across the design, it updates it. You can see it at projectswebmedia.com. First link today, however, is something else I've been playing with over the last 3 or 4 days, which has took enough time off what I've been doing. So it must be good. It's called Joli Cloud, JOLICloud.com. Welcome to Joli Cloud, a cool new OS for your netbook. Now, to explain this as clearly as I can without geekerizing it too much, imagine if you've got a netbook, one of these new mini laptops, the ones that sort of around the, you know, £150 to £300 mark. They're a little bit smaller than your average laptop. The whole idea with the netbook is that they can be incredibly portable. They sell very well to women because they can put them in their handbags. You see these oversized handbags, but they fit in there quite nicely. They're an in-between a mobile phone, a smartphone, say an iPhone and a laptop. I bought an Acer Aspire 1 probably about 6 months ago, mainly because I needed something to fit in a bag and my Mac 15-inch wouldn't fit. I haven't got the power of the Mac, of course, but I do have the middle ground of having a backup if my iPhone dies. Now, I've been playing around with Windows 7 on it, and Windows 7 has been okay. It's a little bit sluggish in recovery from suspend mode, so you open the laptop and basically it restores itself. And it takes a while, it can take like 3 or 4 minutes for it to kick back in before it knows it's running again. One thing I have found with running Joli Cloud, which by the way is Ubuntu, which is a Linux operating system, which is completely different from Windows and Mac OS X. It's based on Ubuntu, but it's got like a front end to it. And I've noticed that coming out of suspend mode on it is incredibly fast. It picks up Wi-Fi really quickly, and you can be up and running, you know, literally within 20, 30 seconds on literally open the top of the laptop, which I really, really like. It means you can get to things really quickly. I am thinking about putting an SSD drive in there, a solid state drive, so that boot up time, saving, downloading, all that sort of stuff will be even quicker. What I like about the OS is that it is alpha right now. Alpha being, it's a very early release of what could be a very, very cool social OS. Now you're probably thinking, well, how is it a social OS? The difference with this operating system is, like I say, it's based on Ubuntu. They're trying to make the power, it's very much like the Mac in some ways, in that the power is under the hood, and they has the Mac has cosmetics laid over the top of it, so it's a very user-friendly, nice to use environment. And what they've done is they've built a like an application manager where you've got dashboard, application settings, lab, and you can install various web applications. Now, like I say, it's very early version now, but they have got secured £4.2 million of investment money, and I think this will be one of a number of operating systems. You're going to see the Google OS come out. That's going to be a social in the cloud kind of operating system, almost on, you know, literally you'll be able to boot up the laptop and off you go. And that will bring rise to more operating systems. You'll probably see things like an Apple tablet where it has the programs built in to the system, so literally you boot up and you're online, SSD there for storing files onto it, but mainly interacting with the cloud. Now, if you don't know what the cloud is, it's basically the same as hosting that's always been around, but it's more scalable and it's more transparent. You see the cloud as one big massive servers rather than just individual ones, and it's been pitched to and scale as such, you know. So instead of having to build separate servers, you can scale your requirements over multiple servers, but it's all transparent. Go and check it out. Go and sign up for an invite. They're releasing invitations bit by bit. It's a very, very cool little netbook OS. You literally download the image, put it on a USB pen, and then you can install it from the USB pen, you know, in about 15, 20 minutes. It's a very easy install. Next link today is over, it's a jQuery effect. It's over on nagajimmy.github.com/jQuery-glow. I'll put all these links in the show notes. What I really like about it is that you can hover over stuff and you get these really, really nice effect. It's actually changed a few times in the last couple of days. It was just that you hovered over it and you got like a nice effect. But now they've got like this almost cloudy sort of overlay edge to it, which makes things really stand out. I think I'll be using this for a design in the future. Next link is over on thedesigntown.com/products. They're out in the market and ready for you to buy. Here we promote design products that are the hottest products in the market. Simply follow the link. So what's nice about this is they've got a whole selection of products that they found from the web and they've put it in one space. The one thing I really, really like is the Ninja Star coat hook, being the absolute geek that I am. I love the fact that, you know, that whole aesthetic of these like ninja stars to put your coats on, wicked. And they've also actually got the Kodak ZI-8 HD pocket corder on there for $180 because that seems to be out in the US now. I think that's going to make waves in the video blogging community because it's going to be the first camera with the external mic socket on there. And the source of finding out about that was actually documentary. I found out about that from about 2 weeks ago. Interesting times now. I'd like to see how Flip is going to react to that new codec. There's going to be a whole new bunch of products out in the next couple of months for video bloggers, people getting into this space, and the amount of content online is going to increase massively because of it. Next link is over on tethermelestol.net. So you want to tether your iPhone 3G. You're running the shiny new firmware 3. What this does is basically gives you all the APN details for setting up your carrier so that you can use a tethering mode. At the moment, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 25 different methods from Telstra, 3, Virgin, Vodafone, Rogers, Swisscom. It basically gives you a download, or you can download to the file or have it emailed to you. There's a few other sites like this as well. If you go back in my audio boo and do a search for tethering or tether, I think you'll find another link for a site that I found when I first updated my iPhone 3G to 3.0. Next link is over on babblewith.me. Communicate with anybody, anywhere, up to 45 languages. Simple free group chat that automatically translates your conversation as you type. So what's nice about this, you can get an instant chat room. You can share that conversation on Twitter, Facebook, and email. I think it's cool that you could start a conversation on Twitter and then take it into this room. They haven't got an API yet, which if they had an API, I would be hoping to use this on Responder, because it's a really, really nice chat system and you can send messages to other people, you know, literally by Twitter and Facebook and email. And I would like to see how the translation features work. I think a lot of these sites are coming out now because I've seen Google Wave and like the idea of getting in on that sort of action, where lots of people are building these applications now to do translation and real-time stuff. There's loads of them out there, but I actually like this one because it's a very simple, very easy design. And the last link today, I had to put this in here because I just think it's such a cool creative idea. It's called Music in the Rain. It's an umbrella attachment that goes over the end of your umbrella. I'm not sure if it's an all-in-one umbrella, but I'll just read you the little section that it's got on there. In the actual umbrella itself, it's got a speaker in the lining of the umbrella, and the handles on the bottom, you can actually control the music. So I'm just going to read this to you, and this will be the final link today. It's a very special feeling to listen to music on a rainy day. Rain, it makes people sentimental, especially listening to music under an umbrella with a person you love, giving us big emotion. The dome structure of umbrellas allows sound to be more concentrated, and a handle of umbrella would be a great part for controlling the music. Sometimes people spin an umbrella unconsciously. If you spin this umbrella to left or right, the music will move forward, turn right, or reverse, left turn. Unfortunately, even though it is not raining, you can still use this umbrella. You can just put it in the corner of your living room with cradle, and also you can enjoy the music from speakers or cradle. This is awesome. If it's actually for sale anywhere, I would love to find out. If it's just a mock-up, then this mock-up needs to be made, and like, quickly. That's it for today. I'll see you all later. Bye.